6:48 the time, and that means it is time to bring in none other than Pat Pagano. Well, Pat, it happened again yesterday. We had rain, sleet, hail, a little bit of wet snow, and then we had at my house, I was checking with we had like about 40 minutes worth of precipitation, maybe an hour. And other people that I was speaking to, they had it for about 15 or 20 minutes. But, boy, it came down pretty good, especially the rain in where I live.
One of the problems yesterday is that the cold air was just aloft. So you didn't need clouds to billow up too high in the sky. And, you know, when that precipitation was brought right down to the ground. And, again, we were alerted for that possibility, but I thought it would be far and few between. But it seemed to be a little bit more widespread. Nevertheless, no one's really shocked because the weather's been crazy. Yeah. You know, really, everyone is just like taking this in stride and saying, yeah, well, I mean, look, tonight we're calling for temperatures to be in the 30s again. I mean, this is unheard of. Technically, April 15th, you don't have to, if you were a landlord, you don't have to give heat anymore after April 15th. And I know a good friend of mine, Helen, she was telling me she rents, and she says, you know, we don't have any heat. Yeah, she says, you know, that went off on the 15th. She said, she says, I try to sleep with like an extra blanket these nights. Really ridiculous. I still have my heat on. I mean, there's no way. Yeah, you do too, right?
I got the heat on. I don't normally turn the furnace off to Memorial Day, but I'm beginning to think Memorial Day might not even be the day.
Yeah, you're right. It'd be real interesting to see what happens. But in the meantime, excuse me, we have partly sunny, windy weather again today, mid and upper 50s, mid 30s tonight with a clear sky. Sunny and breezy, we go to the low 60s Wednesday. Some will mix with clouds. We're in the mid 60s Thursday. So you see how it climbs slowly each day. Friday, we're going to probably start with drizzle and fog, and then it'll burn off to hazy, breezy, warm weather by afternoon when there could be showers and a thunderstorm in the mid-70s. Saturday looks good, partly sunny with highs, I would say 70 to 75. There's a chance of showers on Sunday. So right now, Saturday looks to be the nicer of the 2 days this weekend. Now, what am I... I better get the right... here it is. Okay. Arthur, Bertha, Cristobal, Dolly, Edward, Faye, Gonzalo, Hannah, Isaias, Josephine, Kyle, Laura, Marco, Nana, Omar, Paulette, Renee, Sally, Teddy, Vicky, and Wilfred. Go ahead. Who are they?
The Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. I have no idea.
They are the 2020 North Atlantic Hurricane names.
Oh, okay.
They are the names. And Marsha, you're not on there, neither am I. So we don't have to worry about it. I was just curious to see if Donald was on there. Because if it was... I think I'd pack and leave, but anyhow.
That's a lot of names there. They're expecting a lot of activity.
No, they always do the whole alphabet.
Oh, they always do the alphabet.
Not necessarily we would get through it. Hopefully pretty good. We won't.
My name's never made the list.
I was going to say that. Well, you know, they're getting, as you could see, they're getting more a little bit in the way of eccentric names here. So sooner or later, it may pop up on that list. But I mention it because June 1st is the beginning of the North Atlantic hurricane season. And I also mention it because something is going to brew up the Southeast Atlantic coast in the next, I would say, 5 to 7 days. And we could be naming that. So one of the problems that I see with this year's Atlantic hurricane season is the abnormally warm water.
If something brews off South Carolina in 5 days, I hope we're finally out of this temperatures where at night they're freezing. You know, I don't want to deal with any precipitation of the frozen kind,
like a snow hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want. But it wouldn't surprise me with the way this was.
Yeah, it's not surprising anybody. It really isn't. And everybody's just hoping for the weather to return to normalcy. But, you know, probably the weather won't return to normalcy until the atmospheric conditions settle down as well, too, with this virus going around. You know, again, I hate to keep going back to this, but the time that I actually take a breather is 6:30 at night when the network news goes on. And I always watch the network news. And I'm watching the rodeo in California. And I'm watching the guy say that it is an American right to do what they want. And God says, you know, that they should be able to do this and hold a rodeo. And then they shift over to Naples, Florida, to all the people on the beaches. And they had to send the police in to break it up. What is wrong with people?
Well, here's what's wrong. Here's what's wrong, Pat, is Nate, if you add all, we're approaching 84,000 dead now in this country. The dead rate is, people's dying rate is just continuing to skyrocket. But if you look at the United States as a whole, the number of cases reported is down by about 10%. What people don't realize in all these other states is the only reason it's down is because New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts rates have dropped drastically. If you were to take New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts out of the equation, the rate of increase, it's a rate of increase in the country of cases, not decrease. This is the problem. So people, they see these rate. It's not. The rest of the country is now actually starting to surge a little bit, and it doesn't look that way simply because if you were to just factor out New York, Connecticut, and Massachusetts, you would see that the rate of infections in this country is still on the way up. And that's the problem with numbers. What's the old quote? Figures lie and liars figure. They're just not. You can't count on them to be so accurate. You know, you have to look at it in place by place. And so I, you know, now they're tossing around numbers of potentially 140,000 dead by August. That's by August. So it's, you know, it's people just, you know, I had this conversation with people yesterday on the web. It's an American right. So I said, it's an American right for us to pursue life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I said, but it's not an American right to pursue bringing potentially a disease you are carrying that you don't know and give it to other people. And the only way we're really going to get through this and have accurate numbers, and Craig Whiting just posted, and I agree with him. You and I have been saying this all along, is I don't care if the government says we're doing a great job in testing. We're not. It sounds like we're, you know, 300,000 tests we're gaining a day, whereas we're a population of 320 million. The only way we're going to get accurate figures as to the way this is going is by testing everybody. And finding out, okay, who is carrying this disease around with them. And once you can find that out, well, then you can figure out ways to battle it. But until we really get that information, it's like being a target shooting champion, putting a blindfold around your eyes and thinking right. That you're gonna hit dead center. You're not.
Right. Well, one of the problems that exists at this time. Remember what my doctor said, that he thinks, and it's only his opinion, that the antibody test is not accurate. And he said, until they get an accurate test, no one's going to know anything. Again, two patients that the antibody test is
accurate. If you're carrying the antibody, guess what? You can give it to somebody. That test is accurate. Now, whether you have active coronavirus or not, that test is the best one they have. I think it's like 96%. Most of them are around 80-some percent. There's just too many figures out there for people to understand. That's why this is going in the way it's going. It really, it's too bad.
But you have to remember what he said. Two patients that he had on ventilators beat the virus They gave them the antibody test, and both of them came back negative, and they're different people. So again, he said, what are we to assume? The tests are inaccurate, or this virus is not producing antibodies in the human body?
It's just a big, there's so many questions out there.
That's exactly correct.
Muddling the situation. And the best thing people could do is stay 6 feet away from other people. Mm-hmm. Wear your mask, wear gloves when you're out in public, and hope for the best.
There you go. I think you hit it right on the nose.
And we can do the same thing for the weather. Hope for the best.
You can hope, but that doesn't mean you'll get it.
That's it. Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
You got it.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning.